The biggest names in team history have come through these doors. Tarkenton, Page, Moss, Peterson. Being a lifelong Vikings fan, she knows the team and history of the organization better than anyone. But there's a motive for liking her favorite players.
Like Igwe Buikwe, that was always a tough one to make sure we spelled right. And, you know, of course, Klein Saucer to fit on a jersey. And way back, Godfrey Zahnbrecher, that was another long one. But I loved doing Page and Eller, you know, those guys were nice short names.
Penny Bryce and her team have been an important part of Vikings history. She's responsible for what you see on the player's back each Sunday.
NFL's 50th year anniversary was in 69, and we were going to the first Super Bowl, and we had them on, we were wearing our white uniforms, and we had them on the lower part of the sleeve. The other team had them on their shoulder, so we had to rip them off and re-sew them on the shoulder so they would be consistent with the other team.
Starting with her first patch in 1969, Bryce and the employees at Hopkins Garment Lettering Service have been working with the purple ever since. When a new player is signed, they jump to ensure both practice and game uniforms are all set to go. It's been a rewarding experience to see so much history of the Minnesota Vikings come through her store.
It's always a different player. It's kind of the same work, but you know, you always got new guys, new personalities, and a new name to do, and got to get that spelling right, you know. And it's always fun to do, and then I get to see him on TV.
From Alan Page to Adrian Peterson, Penny has been sewing the names, patches, and numbers on the Vikings' jerseys, practice uniforms, and gear for the past 46 years. Over that time, the game of football has changed plenty, along with the look of the players' uniforms on game days.
They've changed a lot. They're tighter and tighter fit all the time, and the elastic in the bottom, and different cuts, actually. They have a linebacker cut, a skill cut, a quarterback cut, and so there's the way they're actually sewn together is different than they used to be just one standard shirt and just have sizes.
Being such a key part of the organization for so long, the Vikings wanted to thank Penny and her staff for the endless hours and dedication they put in to make sure the team looks good whenever they step onto the field. Head coach Mike Zimmer thanked her by inviting them to practice and letting Penny break down the team.
Okay.
Break them down.
Here you go.
All right. Come on,
guys.
Bring it on in there.
Don't be shy.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
three. One, two, three.
Nice. Woo!
Hey,
Penny.
Today was really fun. It's kind of surreal and have my workers with me and to share it. I really liked it. The team couldn't have been more gracious. They were just really enthusiastic. I was really, really happy with that.
The day was quite the experience for the ladies who got to see their work firsthand on the players they've all come to know so well. They may not be well known like the 53 players that run onto the field each Sunday, but Penny Bryce and her staff work many long nights and countless hours to ensure the players are ready to go each game day.
Like I always say, I can make them look good, but I can't make them play well.